Hello and welcome to ESPN Crick Info. The infamous slapgate incident during the first season of the Indian Premier League is hard to forget, but chief protagonists Harbhajan Singh and Srishant have moved well beyond the episode. Here they are talking to NDTV's Anjali Doshi about their goals for the future, India's test success and more.
This was a very public spat on the cricket field that resulted in plenty of controversy off it, often referred to as slapgate. But they put that behind them. Harbhajan Singh and S. Srishant, thank you so much for joining me. We saw a very historic win against Australia, both in Mohali and in Bangalore. Do you think that this is, in a sense, the beginning of the decline of Australian cricket?
I can't say whether it's decline or whatever it is. It's just that all I want to say that we as a team, we played well. And we deserve to be at the top, and we have beaten all the teams, and not just in India, even abroad. You know, I kept on saying that we have got the potential and we have got the side which can beat any team anywhere in the world, and we have shown that, and we have worked really hard as a team. And I think a lot of credit goes to the sports staff for putting their big effort, and I'm sure, you know, players also, they have put in a lot of hard work for this, and glad that we have got the result we were looking for, and hopefully we can continue to be on this road for a long time.
But you know, every win is hard fought, but you feel that sometimes it's become slightly easier to beat the Australians now without the likes of McGrath?
Well, see, that's the case. You know, whenever you play, there'll be some few new players, and see, we don't have Anil Kumble now, and it can even get tough on us as well. You know, we don't have Anil Kumble, they don't have Shane Warne, they don't have McGrath, but that's the way it goes. You know, whatever team you are, you have to give the best, you know, to beat any team. And we were not looking at the faces of what kind of faces they have come here with, but we know that as Australia, the kind of cricket they always play tough cricket, and to beat them it requires a special effort, and I think everyone played really well from our side, and we deserve to be on the top, and glad we got those results.
Shri, ever since you made your debut in 2006, you know, does it sometimes disappoint you that there have been only 18 tests in 4 years and 49 ODIs, you know, where there could have been a lot more, but obviously it's been a career that has been hampered by injury?
Absolutely, it's very disappointing, and always you want to, as I said earlier, I just want to run in and bowl fast as much as possible, and when you're doing that consistently, it's always nice to see, you know, you doing well. But I ended up with I think 3 or 4 injuries in the last 3 years. So I don't really blame them. It was more of an experience for me. I loved that rough road, though. Hopefully it stopped since the last county days, except the swine flu, which happened again.
You and I got the swine flu in Sri Lanka.
So I'm looking forward to every game. As I said, I cannot control what's went wrong.
But, you know, just in terms of the ups and downs, what have you learned from it?
I've learned that you should take it day by day and moment by moment rather than thinking too much about the future nor the past. I enjoy every moment, and I try to give my very best in every possible way in any form of life. Whatever I do in my life, cricket, my family, my friends, anything. So I'm just taking it as second by second, minute by minute, as it's very simple.
Do you sometimes feel that, you know, because of the fact that you've been out a lot, you haven't been able to do as much justice to your talent?
God willing, I still have lots more years to bowl for India. I hope so. If I keep myself fit and keep bowling those beautiful outswingers, if I could at good pace, and as long as Bajipa is around, I'm sure the way, you know, the team is doing, and he always encourages, especially in the last test. Seriously, I was going through a rough phase and tough phase, and it was a more of a team, but Bajipa on mid off, and he makes an effort even with the shine of the ball, everything, and to encourage, it was very much needed. And even Zahir Bhai on the left side, when the full team is doing well and to be a part of it, I think you don't need any other motivation than seeing them do well for the country. And I did miss lots of games, but I don't want to miss anymore. I think I'm on the right track, and forget the past and believe in what you do every day, and hopefully be a part of lots of winning games.
Speaking of rough and tough phases, Bhaji, you've obviously been through your share of them. Earlier this year, the Nagpur test, you know, there was a lot of criticism that Bhaji is not doing enough, he's not flighting the ball enough. You went to Kolkata, you proved your critics wrong. How, you know, do you deal with the criticism?
I don't go out to prove other people wrong or whatever. That's their, job to say or think whatever they are saying. because they are getting paid for to see and make a comment on us, and it's their job, you know. End of the day, my job is much bigger than them, and I'm playing for my country, and I know what role I have to play to do well and to make sure my country win. I've got a much bigger responsibility than what people are saying, and obviously these criticism and all that, those critics, it doesn't bother me, because I know what I have achieved and what I can do for the team is more important than thinking what people are saying. Cricket is a game where you will click one day and you won't click on the another day. You know, everybody can't be Sachin Tendulkar, and even he gets out on zero sometime, and next day he gets 100. So that's the way it goes, and I'm not different. I'm just, I know one thing, whenever I'm on the field, I give my 100% for the team, and if I succeed, good, if I don't, doesn't matter, I'll still wake up next morning and do the job.
You spoke of Sachin Tendulkar, even someone like him, you know, does not escape criticism. What is it that upsets you most about criticism? Especially because often it's armchair critics who are obviously not on the field but are sitting there and judging everything you do.
It doesn't really bother me what they are saying, because that's their job, you know. And those people, they don't exist to my kind of a book, you know, in my book, that, you know, these are the people I should be listening to. I've got enough people who support me, and enough people who had faith in me and have faith in me, in the team, and just for those 3-4 guys, you know, I can't just keep on thinking. I know the whole nation is behind me with their support and wishes. You know, I'll come out strong, you know, from whatever, even if I'm going through a bad phase or whatever, I'm sure with their blessings and all that, I'll definitely come out very strong.
Before India go to South Africa, of course, there's New Zealand at home, but South Africa is where you, of course, have some of your favorite memories. Looking forward to that test series and making sure that, you know, your fitness levels are up and you're there for that test series.
Honestly, with very humble experience, what I learned is it's better to think about the next game rather than thinking too much ahead of the series. South Africa series after almost 3 test matches and 1-day series, so I'm looking forward to the next series, which is Ahmedabad test, and hopefully, if I get a chance to play, I just want to keep running, and as Bajipal said, I want to give my very best and not to think too much ahead. As I just said before to you as itself, that I am enjoying every moment rather than thinking too much ahead. I have my plans, I have set my goals. So I used to be really public before. Now I don't. I want to be, you know, I want to prove it with my.
You want to let the ball do the talking.
Yeah.
Looking ahead to the World Cup, a lot of talk about the fact that it's in the subcontinent. Of course, the subcontinental teams in that sense have an advantage. Very excited and looking ahead to that tournament, and after the disappointments of 2003 and 2007 especially.
No, we were not disappointed in 2003.
Of course,
sure.
You reached the final.
Yeah, we reached the final, which was, a big thing, you know. And obviously we were disappointed that we couldn't lift the cup, but it's not always winning. It's always, you know, giving your best shot. Yeah, we were disappointed, but now looking forward for this event, which is happening in India. It's going to be a big event, and I'm sure we have got the team, we have got the talent to beat any team anywhere, and hopefully we keep fit. And we keep on working hard on our game and stay very humble with our process. And I'm sure if we do that, we have got the ability to lift the cup. And if at all we do that, that'll be the biggest thing in my life.
And of course, someone like Sachin Tendulkar has also said that you know, everything, all the records, he'd give up all of that if he could just have one.
Well, definitely. It's everyone's dream to lift the World Cup trophy. And if coming from Sachin, you know, then obviously it is the biggest thing. You know, if he feels the same, then of course, you know, everyone feels the same. Everyone feels the same, not just the cricketer,
the nation,
and every Indian, you know, not just sitting in India, even abroad, you know, they feel the same.
Shri, your thoughts?
I was fortunate enough to be a part of a couple of World Cups, but one we lost, one we won. So lucky enough to take the last catch as well. But I think God's been extremely kind. Hopefully, I'm surely looking forward to the World Cup, but I need to prove myself, and I will get in the scheme of things, getting some good performance and bowling fire, hopefully.
Shri, what's the one thing that you've learnt from Zaheer that's really helped you?
I think from Zaheer bhai, there's a lot to learn. The way he go about things, the work ethics, what he do, and the belief in him. I think that's something which I've learned from him, and the ability to deliver rather than the belief. So I think that's what I learned when he was training at the NCI. Even I was training with him just before the series, so it really helped me. The small inputs rather than lots of talk, but he just tells that one-liners which actually helps me. It gave me a lot of confidence. That's what I said. Bajipa on the mid-on and Zahir Bhai on mid-off, I think it makes a lot, because they are winning matches for India, and when both of them are cheering for you, I think you don't need any other motivation.
Shri, you've often had a very spiritual side to you. You obviously relied on that a lot during your low times. Is that something that you still sort of really practice and maintain?
I still practice, yes. Since I had a stress fracture, that's what I've been doing. So working on that, and hopefully it will help me do well in future.
Maji, you spoke of the talent in the team. Does it really bode well for the future of Indian cricket that you have so many youngsters that are performing, whether it's Virat or Cheteshwar or Suresh, really doing well?
Well, it's great to see, you know, all the youngsters are chipping in with big performances and winning game for India. It's really great to see the way they have performed, not just in this last series, but even if you take three series, if you go behind, you know, all the youngsters, they have come up really good, and they have done really well for the country, and I hope they continue to work hard and stay focused and continue to win games for India. And I'm sure we have got plenty more coming. We have got a very, very good bench strength, touch wood, and hopefully they continue to play well for the country.
This is ESPN Cricinfo in association with NDTV.